Welcome to the Pigskin Podcast, where I am your host, Dylan Prangle. And today, all we talk about is football. I got my guest, Alex Chakri, on. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Couldn't be better. All right, so you, my friend, you're the big Bengals fan. So first things first, we gotta ask you, how you feel about your overall season, draft, free agency, everything?
I'm pretty happy with the draft. I mean, like one thing about the draft is I wish they took offensive lineman Swelly. I think that's how you say his name.
Penei Sewell,
But
yeah, he's great.
yeah, they took Ja'Marr Chase, and I mean, a lot of people were like very upset about it, but like, I'm not very upset because I think it was the Bengals trying to show Joe Burrow that they have faith in him and that he's their guy for a long time. So they took the guy that I believe that he asked for.
Yeah,
And
you know,
then,
it's a controversial pick, but we'll see what happens. Can't say anything now. All right, yeah.
Hopefully he produces.
You know, you also drafted some guys a little bit later. You got a good offensive lineman there.
They drafted, I believe, three offensive linemen in the later rounds, which was also good. Hopefully one or two of them could become major pieces on the O-line.
You know, you got Jonah Williams, I believe his name is, who you guys drafted a couple years ago, first round, just been injured.
Yeah, he's had a lot of injuries, and hopefully he can stay healthy this season, make a difference.
You guys also signed Riley Reiff. He's a good offensive lineman. So, 1 year contract. Not exactly sure how much it is, but it's a good signing. So.
The concern is that he's getting very old. That's why I think it was a 1-year deal. But yeah, hopefully he can help them win a couple games.
You know, that defense last year on the Bengals is kind of a disaster. So you guys also got Mackenzie Alexander, Chidobe Awuzie back there to fix in the secondary. How do you feel about those two signings?
I like Chidobe Awuzie. I think he was pretty good on the Cowboys, and just in general, signing the two corners I think will help the team a lot, as well as the Trey Hendrickson signing.
Oh yeah, big
Hopefully,
lineman, freaking popped off with the Saints. He big year, I believe, double-digit sacks. So hopefully he'll come over and make an impact. You guys also got Eli Apple there in the secondary too, former first-round pick of the New York Giants. Now he's on the Bengals. So.
I don't love Eli Apple, Awuzie, and Mackenzie Alexander. I like those two. Not so much Apple.
And then one big piece that was also let go of, Geno Atkins, that Pro Bowler, the lock on the defensive line. He was gone this year.
Yeah.
What do you think about
I don't know. I feel like he was getting pretty old, and last season he didn't play a lot of games. So I don't think
Yeah.
it's that big of a loss, especially because last year they signed DJ Reader, who's a former Texan, and he was a very good D tackle when he was there.
Oh yeah, 100%. He was amazing over there. And then the big guy in the offense who is left away, AJ Green. A little bit washed up, seems like, but we'll see what he does in Arizona. You wish you would have re-signed him? I mean, your receiver core, you got Ja'Marr
I
Chase
mean,
now, Tyler Boyd.
yeah, I think they're trying to get younger, and I mean, AJ Green, he really didn't produce last year from what I expected him to do. So I'm not upset with them letting him go. I mean, I did like him as a player. He was one of my favorite Bengals, but he was getting old, and they're trying to get younger.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And one more thing before we let you go. You got that free safety from Atlanta, Ricardo Allen. He used to be, I think, a pretty good safety before he was taken over by Keanu Neal and I forget the other guy's name, but he's a pretty good safety. He signed him 1 year coming off an injury. How do you feel about that sign?
I think that's more of just, they're just adding to their depth because on defense, I think their strongest position is safety with Jesse Bates and Von Bell, who both played extremely well last year. I think Jesse Bates was like a top five, top three safety according to PFF, so.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how much else in the PFF, but hey, thank you for coming on, and to everyone that listened to the first episode of the Pigs, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, either Seahawks or Steelers, we'll see. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you tune in next time.